USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding and possibly tornadoes into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.